No, I said last day of Shabbos that we'll return to the Oys HaTorah inside, but I figured a little bit Ben Azmanim now. So I wanted to do this one piece from his son, Reb Tzvi Yehuda. It's an example, really, of what we're talking about, of Gvuas HaChachamim, and the remarkable connection between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, Chochmas HaChachamim and Nevuas HaNevim, and how those two interface. And since it's from the parasha, I felt it would be a wonderful way to prepare for Shabbos and to use as an example of what we've been learning. So where it says Ayin Tachas Ayin, nine, which says nine. Two sides of the page, so the side that says nine. HaTorah kelelas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebaal peh. When a Jew says the word Torah, unless chalila he's making a terrible mistake, when a Jew says the word Torah, it means Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaal peh. And we see in Parshas Mishpatim. In the Pasuk, V'etna lecha es lucha es ha'evan, v'atayra v'ha'mitzvah asher kasavti l'hayroisan. In this Parsha, which has within it the completion of Matan Torah, of Maimon HaSinai, the Pasuk says, I will give you v'etna lecha es lucha es ha'evan, the tablets of stone, and the Torah, and Mitzvah, Shekasat, L'Hairois, and Mechazal, adarshening every word of that Pasuk. And that the Pasuk is telling us that not only is Hashem giving us the Luchas Evan, and not only is He giving us the Torah Shebichsav, but He's giving us the HaMitzvah, Shekasat, L'Hairois, that He's giving us the Torah together with the Perush HaTorah. The kavana l'tayra u'perusha. The Torah, all Torah with the perusha of the Torah, the Torah shebaal peh. HaTorah b'chol shleimusa k'fisha haRambam mevi. As the Rambam brings this in his Hakdama and in many places, the entirety of Torah. Teres Hashem Tmima. The David Melech said that the Torah of Hashem is perfect. Tmima, it's whole. Va'tmimas ha'elokis ha'zois. What is the meaning of Tmima? Tmimus. The wholeness, the perfection of Torah. What's the meaning of that? Va'tmimas ha'elokis ha'zois mezgalu b'shnei tzdodim shehem inyin echad. There, this tmimus, this perfection, is revealed through the two tzdadim, the two sides, the two aspects of Torah. And if one is only connected, if a person is only connected to one part of the Torah, then it's not Teres Hashem tmimus. It's not Teres Hashem. Because Teres Hashem is tzad shmimi, there is the tzad of Teres Shebichsav, that comes to us by way of Nevuah, by Maimon HaSinai, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzad Shmimi, that Tzad of Shemayim, of Ayered Hashem al Har Sinai, the Tzad Artsi. And there's the Tzad Artsi, the earthly side of the Torah. The Tzad Artsi, Torah Shebaal Peh. As his father explained, and we learned in the first parak of Eretz HaTorah, in footnote 60, he brings Shnei Orim Halalu Oisim Olam Shalom. We learned that at the beginning of Eretz HaTorah. These two lights, together, the light of Shemayim, Torah Shebichsav Nevuah, and the light of Oretz, of Chachmei HaTaira, of Taira Shabalpeh. Shnei Orim Halalu, Oysim Oilam Shalom, Sheshamayim V'Oretz, Yashku B'Saicha. That integration of Taira Min HaShamayim, of Taira Shabichsav, and Taira HaOretz, Taira Shabalpeh. Back on top. Yesh chilukim b'neihem. Now there are differences, obviously, between Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. There are chilukim. There are differences. Avaloi piyud. Even though there are differences, but there's no piyud. The same way you could have, and you always have, in a family. So between the husband and wife, in the healthiest marriage, and adraba, if it wouldn't be, it would be a sign that the marriage is not healthy. Even in the healthiest marriage, there are differences between the husband and wife. Just the metzias that this is a zochan, this is a nekeva, means that there are going to be many differences. The fact that there are differences between the father and mother, the husband and wife, doesn't mean that chalila there's a pirud. Doesn't mean that they're separating. Doesn't mean that it's falling apart. The shleimus, and the tamimus comes as a result, davka as a result, of those two working the inyanim out. There are chilukim, there are differences. Avaloi piyud, but there's no separation. Yesh afilu chilukim b'loshon u'b'signayim. Same thing with Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. There are differences, l'mashal, in the language of Torah Shebichsav, in the language and the style, loshon and signayim, in the language and the style of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, there are differences. And Chazal say that themselves, loshon mikra l'chud, loshon chachamim l'chud. The Gemara says in a number of places that you can't necessarily bring a rayu and you have a certain word that's being used in Torah Shebichsav, another word that we'll find in the Mishnah, or that we'll find from a Tana, you can't bring a rayu necessarily to make that point based upon a diuk in the word, because there are different styles between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. There's different styles, there are different lashinas. V'yeish dvarim, sometimes there's such a difference. Shenirim kol kach mechulakim ad kedei kach shama chazal, to the point where Chazal actually say b'shloisha mekaymes halacha ikeves mikra, that there are three places. Chazal say three. That there are three places where they simply cannot be reconciled, where the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh are irreconcilable. Now, how could that be? What does that mean? That's not for now. But there are three places Chazal point out where the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, where the tradition that was received, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai in the shalshalos of Torah Shebaal Peh, is oiker, undermines the simple pshat and pasuk. That it can't be understood. The simple pshat and pasuk simply can't be understood. That doesn't mean that there's no reconciliation. It means that we can't. The Chacham said we can't understand. We have a Mesorah. We receive this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. How you can read that into the Torah in these three situations, the Chacham themselves say that they can't reconcile this difference. And that's the three that Chazal point out. Chazal madgishim sheyesh kan stira kivyachol. Chazal saw in these three places a stira, a contradiction that's so great that they, with all of their greatness, couldn't see, couldn't understand how to reconcile the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And kama gedolim hikshu sheyeshnam oid mispar mekaymes. And there are gedolim that point out that there seem to be a number of other places besides those three. V'chilkol chilukim, gam ha-malbim osak v'zeh. The Malbim in particular is oisik in these inyanim. As a whole, all the svarm of the Malbim's entire perish is this malacha of helping us see the deep relationship between Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh, between the husband and wife, the mother and the father. It's the whole inyan of the Malbim. Also, Ksav Kabbalah, there's a certain svarm that the whole sefer is miyusad on this malacha of making shalom bayis between Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh, of helping us understand that even though you'll look at this pasuk and the pasuk seems to, how could the Chacham have possibly understood the pasuk that way? So the Malbim helps us very, very much. The Malbim helps us to understand. But the parasha Seinu, but in this parasha, in parasha's Mishpatim, we're now holding at a point where all the sweet little mothers and rabbis and the little kids are trying to figure out what to do with the kids because the stories are done. And we're getting to Parashas Mishpatim. So Baruch Hashem, they have a little Nas of Nishma at the end of the parasha. So they try to capitalize on that. But now we're getting to the Mishpatim. So those Jews who are Yisro Eden, Pashas Yisro Yidden, meaning until Yisro, they have a hard time Pashas Mishpatim. They have other Jews that they're Mishpatim Yidden, so they're not so. They get all excited about this time of the year. They go from Mishpatim, and then to Truma, to Tzav, the Mishkan, and then to Vayikra. But as we cross over from Pashas Yisro to Pashas Mishpatim, in this Pasha we find an amazing thing. On the Vgashim Bedovah, Me'ein Zeh B'tzur B'letis B'tzoekes. We find in this parasha, in such a way, Reb Tzvi says, it's beletis v'tzoekes, it's so obvious, it's screaming, that there seems to be a complete and total disconnect between what's written in the Torah and what the Torah Shabbat Peh tells us, the Torah means, what the halach is. Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. Where even a little child in the cheder knows that the Torah is not saying that if Reuven takes out Shimon's eye, that you take out Reuven's eye. Every boy in cheder, every girl in school knows that ayin tachas ayin means what? It means mom, it means money. But there's financial compensation. Everybody knows that. But the pasuk says ayin tachas ayin. And the word ayin means an eye. It also means a spring of water, but that's not what the Torah is talking about. Ein hamayim. It's not what the Torah is talking about. It's talking about, even though there's some darshan on that, but it means an eye for an eye. And of course our enemies have used that, the enemies of Torah Shabbat Peh have used that pasuk, those words, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, they've used those words as a weapon against the Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the entire Muna that we have in the Shalom Bayis between Shemayim and Oretz, Torah Shabbat Chsav, Levur, and Torah Shabbat Peh, Chochmas HaChachamim. The pasuk says ayin tachas ayin. B'daf sholeim b'bava kama, and there's a whole blot in bava kama. On peidalad, b'daf sholeim bava kama mitzuyas haychoches al gabi haychoches. The Gemara there brings one proof after the other. She'ef shalahoven is a pasuk kipshuto. That it's not possible to say that you take the other guy's eye out. It's not possible. L'moshel, the Gemara there says, let's say you have a guy. Let's say Reuven is blind on one eye. Reuven is blind on one eye. So he knocks out Shimon's eye. So then the retribution would be to take out Reuven's eye. But that wouldn't be right. Why? Because now he's totally blind. Shimon still has one eye. So the Gemara talks about all of these things. It can't be ayin tachas ayin. But it says ayin tachas ayin. An eye for an eye. So, but that shalom bava kama mitzuyah seichachas lagabi achachas she'i efshal lahavin is a pasuk kipshuta. But the Gemara proves, proof after proof, that it can't be that it means that you mamish ripped this guy's eye out. because he knocked the other one's eye out. The Vaday Shahi Chachis Tzadkais and Nacharnis. And the Gemara's proofs are absolutely clear. It can't be that it's talking about taking someone's eye out. There's no way out of that pasuk. The pasuk says ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. How do you understand this? Now, what Reb Tzvi Yehuda is going to explain, it was all based upon his father's Torahs and the Zohar Kaddish, is the aside of learning all of Torah, of how to understand all of Torah. Elisha Torah hi binyan echad. The Torah is binyan echad. It's one perfect and whole structure, as we learned. Torah Hashem tmima. Binyan echad. And it's one binyan and one inyan. Sheyesh bo kama signonos. There are different signonos. The word signon means styles. HaTorah shebaal peh hi chayei olam shenata b'soichenu. Now, when we make the brachas by the Torah, we say, Shabbat Habon Mikol Ha'amim, and Oslana was Tarasai. That's talking about Torah Shabbat, that Hashem chose us and He gave us His Torah. And then we say, Ashon Oslana Torah Shemesh, V'chaye Olam Nota B'soichenu. Eternal life Hashem planted within us, here in this world. He gave us the Torah Shabbat, He gave us through Nevuah, Torah Shabbat Min HaShemayim, and He planted within us Chaye Olam. Nota b'seichenu. Chaye Olam. Meaning that the Torah, or the act of giving the Torah, didn't end at Har Sinai. That was the completion in this week's parasha, is the end of Maimed Har Sinai, or that Hisgalus, that revelation of Baruch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nosolonu was Tarasai. But the Chaye Olam, that the Torah is alive, Torah Shebechsav, the Nevuah of Torah Shebechsav was planted within Klai Yisrael, like a seed. And Chaye Olam Nota B'Seichenu, that grows and develops within Klai Yisrael. HaTorah Shebechsav, Baruch Atah Hashem Noisein HaTorah, Kol Godov LeYosef, that the Inyan of Torah, of Nesinas HaTorah, it doesn't end. HaTorah Nimsheches Min HaShemayim, Torah came from Shemayim, V'chola Aleinu, it takes effect upon us, it takes hold of us, it grows within us, it's implanted within us. Chederes Banu, it penetrates into the depths of who we are. V'nimtzeis b'soichenu, and is found b'soichenu within us, l'chol hadoris kulam, through all of the generations, etzel rabbonin v'talmideyan, by all those talmid chachamim, the students, and the students of the students, and so on, all those who learn Torah. Hatorah ba'amitiyusa, hi hatorah hachaya b'kirbeinu. The truth of Torah is that which is alive within us. Anybody who tries to paskin halacha, who tries to decide how to live, based upon what he's reading in Chumash Shalom, based upon a mice that happened a couple thousand years ago, is not living a true life. He's not living a Jewish life. And therefore we see that there are different sects, evolved into different religions, that all base themselves upon Torah Shebechsav. And they're living lives of Sheker. It's not the Ratzon Hashem. Because HaTorah b'amitiyusa hi HaTorah hachaya b'kirbeinu. The truth of Torah is only that shidduch, that zivug of the father and the mother, of the husband and the wife, of Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Just as if there's only a father, there can't be any continuity. When you have the father and the mother, then there can be a child. Then that family, that those two people are alive through the children, generation after generation. Tia Torah Chaya b'Kerben, it's alive within us. Be'uma HaChaya, with Am Yisrael, that's a living and breathing nation. Unlike the nations of the world that come, Yisitra D'Maisa, from the side of death and darkness. Kfisha Muska B'Kuzri, Kama Pa'amu. Kel Chai B'Kerbenu. Kel Chai B'Kerbenu, that it says in Navi, that pasuk Kel Chai B'Kerbenu, that we say in the Brach of Brismila, right? Kel Chai B'Kerbenu. When the child is brought into the bris of Avraham Avinu, Kel Chai B'Kerbenu, it means that the living God will continue to be alive through this next link in the chain of Am Yisrael. Kel Chai B'Kerbenu. B'Kerbenu, within us. That's how God lives. Kel Chai B'Kerbenu. Not because of what happened one day, Shuas by Matan Torah. Kel Chai B'Kerbenu is because of the zivig between Shemayim and Aretz, between the father, Kivyochel Hashem, and the mother, Knesset Yisrael. Teresh B'Chsav, Teresh Bal Peh, Shema B'ni Musar Avicha, the Zohar says, Da Teresh B'Chsav, Val Titesh Teresh Yimecha, and don't abandon the Torah of the mother, Da Teresh Bal Peh. Without that, there are no children. There's no chiyas. Something can't continue. It's not alive. Hachiyas ha'elokis ha'shemimis ha'zois memala eisanu chayim. This godly chiyas that comes from Shemayim and fills us with life. It fills us with kel chayas b'kirbeinu. We carry the Bari Olam's children within us. We carry the Bari Olam's Ratzon within us. Kla Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, the Kala, the mother, the wife. The other side of the page.
Which word?
Page?
Chayis. The life, we carry the life.
Chayis. The life and the vitality, the energy. The existence of God is carried in the womb of Am Yisrael. The existence of the Bari Olam, Kivyoch. The Bari Shalom says that if we're not his people, then he's not a God. It's that simple. If we're not his people, then he's not a God. Then he doesn't exist. He exists somewhere over the rainbow. But his existence is not relevant. The Gemara Brachas, in the Gemara Brachas, Nivgashim B'Munach Shal Knesset Yisrael. That way of referring to Am Yisrael as Knesset Yisrael is already found in the Gemara in Brachas. Knesset Yisrael. Now, we've spoken a lot about that in the Shiur, about Nishmas Am Yisrael. And Nishma, we're going to talk more about it. But Knesset Yisrael doesn't just mean the nation of Israel or the Jewish people. The Jewish people means you have Lahavdil, you have the Irish people, you have the English people, you have Italian people. It's not just the nation of Israel. Knesset Yisrael, which is a term that's used all the time later on, the Svarma Kedoshim, Zohar Kodesh, of course. Knesset Yisrael means that shirish, the root, in Shemayim, of Nishmais Yisrael, of all Nishmais Yisrael, in that one Nakuda, in that one spiritual reality that's called Knesset Yisrael, that descends into the world as each person individually. Then it descends, that light of Knesset Yisrael descends into the world, and then becomes Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. It descends into the world, the light of Knesset Yisrael, which is also called the Shechinah, God's presence in this world. That's the meaning of Kel Chai B'Kerbeinu. Kel Chai B'Kerbeinu. The Gemara brachos nevgashim munach shel Knesses Yisrael ha'idea ha'leumis. In that reality of Knesses Yisrael, there are no faults or blemishes. Yanosi tamasi. In that reality of Knesses Yisrael, before we get ourselves dirty with things in this world, in that mitzias of Knesses Yisrael, Yofa'at rayosi kitirtso, mum einbach. There's no blemishes, there's no ugliness, there are no scandals, there's no aveiras. Yonosi tamas, my perfect one, tmimus. In that reality of Knesses Yisrael, our whole avodah, of course, is yichud kodesh b'chu shchinta, to bring the Shechina Hakadosha, to bring together. That reality of Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if all that could be in this world is contained in those words, Knesset Yisrael, all that a human being can become, all that the world could be, is already concentrated in those words, Knesset Yisrael. He brings a little bit from his father. I mean, he didn't bring this note. The Rav Avinir brings is the one who did the notes. But if you look at 68 Aleph, Or Hashchino Knesset Yisrael, the light of the Shechina is Knesset Yisrael. Ha'ideal ha'Yisraeli ha'Shoira ba'Uma Kula. It's not this Jew and that Jew. It's the sum total of Am Yisrael. The ideal. Not just the sum total of the Jewish people in this generation, but of all generations, from the beginning till the end. Knesset Yisrael einana uma kefi hamuvan harogil. Rav Kook says, the father says that Knesset Yisrael einana uma kefi hamuvan harogil. Knesset Yisrael is not talking about a nation like the way we speak about other nations. Ela tamsis ha'idealis shel ha'adam. It's the concentrated ideal of mankind. It goes on with more lashonis. And therefore Knesset Yisrael contains within it all that is good, all that is beautiful. Contains within it the strongest, most powerful chayfetz, longing to bring everything back to the burial and to the Creator. So back on top, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uKnesses Yisrael heim shnei tzdadim shel inyan echad. Just like in the home, the husband and wife are two tzdodim of inyan echad. Two tzdodim, two sides, two parts of one inyan. Akedei kach that Chazal have a lashon plag gufa, that a husband and a wife are two heads. Usually, mishpatim is read by Pasha Shkolim, which is the inyan of machsa shekel. It's the inyan of the two heads, the machsa shekel, which is the svarim, the mezuzah shemayim, and the tzaddikim. Well, the Tzaddikim talk about the two hairs, meaning that Kivyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Knesset Yisrael. Yishnei tzdodim shalini nechad. If chas v'sholim, you have a family, you have a home where the husband has his world and the wife has her world, then that's not a marriage. A marriage is that it's one world. It's one world with chas and kal, husband and wife. The greatest problems with being parents is when the child, or the, one of the greatest difficulties that the children are having these days, is that they're being raised to a large extent, they're being raised in homes where there are two different worlds. There's the father's world and there's the mother's world. And the kid looks at these two worlds, he doesn't know what to make of them. and he's being forced to decide which is the world that he wants. He has to make a choice between two worlds, as opposed to the child receiving one world that has two parts. That's a beautiful, large world. Instead, he's receiving two broken worlds, and the kid doesn't know what to do with this. So the children are being put into a position now where they have to make a choice. Which world? Do I want daddy's world or on mommy's world? But it's clear to the kid that these are different worlds. And most of the time, these kids grow up also trying to juggle different worlds. That's what's happening. Then it says, that kutshabichu k'nesilam shnei tzadim shel inyan echad. Shnei tzadim shel inyan echad. There are two sides of one inyan. Kutshabichu u'shchintei. Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Min ha-mekor ha-elokin limsheches ha-shoros ha-shchina b'Knesset Yisrael. From that makar of the infinite one, nimsheches, that is drawn into this world, the Ashros Hashchina b'Knesset Yisrael, the Shchina Knesset Yisrael, and that's why him the Kroyim b'Gemara, Abba v'Ima. Over there, the Gemara brachas, Abba v'Ima. Vein aviv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vein imai el HaKnesses Yisrael. It's an amazing sentence. The father is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein aviv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vein imai el HaKnesses Yisrael. The other Gemara is talking about a person who eats something without a bracha, Chas V'Shalom. And there's Kilu is stealing from the father and the mother. And that's what the Gemara says. And Rashi explains, Ein Ovi V'el Kadosh Baruch Hu V'ein Ima L'Knesses Yisrael. The Gemara says, Ein Ima L'Knesses Yisrael. L'Famim Nikroim Melech U'Malka. We find sometimes that the Abba and the Ima, that Hashem and Yisrael, sometimes are referred to as the king and the queen. The Olin of Kabbalah Shabbos. Boikala Shabbos Malkis up. The Olin of Eishes Chayil, Chasen Kala, Abba Ima, Boi B'Sholem Ateres Bala. The whole Kabbalah Shabbos is this Inyan of Abba and Ima, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Eishes Chayil Miyimsa. Or Melech HaMatronisa. These Lashonis, Kamuvan, it's understood. Bein ha'aba le'ima, bein ha'aba le'ima, ein machlokes. We're talking about a situation that there's no machlokes, chas v'shalom, between the father and the mother. There are differences. Of course there are differences. There are differences between the father and the mother. There have to be. But the fact that there are differences doesn't mean that there's machloikis. Ben ha'ab li'ima ein machloikis el shalom bayis. It's dafka through those differences that the parents are able to work out together to be mashlim one the other, kivyachol, and to present to the children a clear world. The shalom bayis. Everybody has to tell the little couple the first time they have their first argument that you don't have to get divorced, you know? You had an argument. And you could tell that to them after the 30th millionth disagreement. That disagreements don't mean that you don't love each other. Disagreements don't mean that you can't live with each other. Disagreements don't mean, differences don't mean that there can't be shalom bayis. What does it feel like for that new wife to to discover that her husband's a slob. You know, the first time she realizes that there's something inherently wrong with this person, that he leaves his things all over the place, and he doesn't show enough appreciation, doesn't do this, doesn't do that. And his realization of her deficiencies and faults. That's klinikait. Those are things that people, any mature person can work out. But then you have deeper in yonim. Ein machlokes ala shalom bayis. Ki hakol inyan echad shalom. Because between the father and mother, kutshebichu ekneses Yisrael, hakol inyan echad shalom. It's one inyan. Hakol inyan echad shalom. Now, how does all of this relate to ayin tachas ayin? Now, listen carefully. What he's going to say now is a big yisoid. Vini haben garm lekas. So we're talking about a family. There's a father, a mother, and there's a child. Haben garm lekas. And the child has misbehaved. He's done something terrible. And as a result of that, he's caused his father to become angry. Vina ben garm lekas, v'oviv lekeach ritzua, liyado lehal kaisai. And the father takes a strap in his hand to give him a patch. Of course, this would have to now be censored. You'd have to say the father takes him to a therapist to talk to him. But traditionally, Oviv lekech ritzua biyado, the father takes the ritzua in his hand, he takes the strap in his hand, and he lifts up his hand, lahal kaisa, to give him a patch. What happens? Kaifetzes miyad ha'ima, Mami jumps to rescue the kid. Kaifetzes miyad ha'ima. Now, if we're watching this on the side, if we're watching this spectacle, it seems to us that there's a big machlokes here. The father's coming to give a patch, and the mother jumps over there. Kefetzes miyad ha'ima. The mother jumps right away. Shemenahelis is meshek habayis. Look, she's the one that runs the household day to day. The husband's away. Father's away. She's in charge. She's menahelis is meshek habayis. She's the one that's taking care of the day-to-day, moment-by-moment affairs of the house. That's her responsibility. What does she do? Tefeses es yad ha'aba. She grabs the father's hand, vayitzeres ba'ado, and stops him. Like by the Akedas Yitzchak. What we're talking about is what happened there as well. Hashem says to Shecht Yitzchak, and the Malach comes and grabs Avravino's hand. And the mother screams out, Chakei! Wait! Nocha in Shehu Chata. It's true that the kid sinned, it's true that he did something bad. Aval ani asadir esein yonam achinuchim shebabayis. Please let me take care of the educational stuff here in the house. Let me take care of the lemais over here. Please let me take care of this. So she grabs her husband's hand. He's about to give the kid a patch. She grabs his hand and says, no, please, I'll take care of this. Dai hoye beregaze sheha'av ochaze seretzu biyado. It was enough. That moment was enough. That the father lifted up the strap. That was all that was needed. He wasn't going to hit the kid either. Just like Hashem never intended for Avraham Avinu to kill Yitzchak Avinu. Dai hoye berega zeh shehov ochaz zeh seretzu biyado. That moment of pachad, the moment of terror, the moment of fear, where the kid sees his father holding the belt. Dai hoye berega zeh shehov ochaz zeh seretzu biyado. L'maise, k'chach gam hoya rosn harishon shel abba. Of course, that's all the father intended. This has all been orchestrated. The father's job is to lift up the strap and to make the threat. And the child is brought to a place of understanding that he did something horrible and he deserves to get it. And the inyan of the mother is the lamaise of how to raise the child, is that he shouldn't be hit. That's not how you raise a child. And if anything, that might cause him to run away and to leave, to have nothing to do with the parents. L'maise kach gam hoya rotzon harishon shel ha'aba. But it was absolutely necessary that there be this shutfus, this inyan echad of two parents who love the child and want the child to be a mensch. That the child's not going to be a mensch if everything is okay and he can do every aveira in the world and is gronish. Nothing. That's America. A country of chutzpah. From that you don't make a mensch. On the other hand, to beat a child, you also don't make a mensch. You crush a person. Or you raise somebody that beats other people. The shutfus of the threat of the father and the pachad that creates and the lamaisa of the mother, the tershbal peh of the mother, together that's mechanech the child. Lamaisa kach gam hoya harotzon harishon shel abba kavanoso hoyse rak la'ayin. His intention was just to threaten. The Zohar says that exactly. Look at footnote 70. You can skip, look at the Hebrew translation, two, three lines down there. It says Targum, you have it? Footnote 70. Targum, Afagav, the Zohar says, Afagav shehigzim v'heimis eritzua, bo ha'em v'chzika biyad yimino. Even though the father lifts up the strap, the mother grabs the arm, v'nishara haritzu b'mkaimah, and the strap stays in its place, v'lo yorda l'mata v'lo nasa dov. It doesn't hit the child. V'kevin shebe'etza achas hayu shneihem. Begin to be'ita chada havetarvayu. The Zohar says. Both of them are together on this. It's one etza. It's the father and the mother together. Kud shebichu and knesses Yisrael. Ter shebechsav, ter shebalpeh. To bring a Jew up, to raise a Jew. Mikhail Shabbat Achas Hoyushnaim, Hu Shehivchi, the Zohar says, Iyu da Agzim, Vihida Achidas Biyamine, Hu Shehivchi, Vihisha Achza Biyamino. The father's job is to make the threat and to make it realistic with full force and to hold up the belt. That's the father's job. That's the Shema Bini Musar Avicha. And the mother's job is to hold back the strap and to speak to the child and to work with him. Back on top. So that's what the father wasn't going to hit the kid. Kavanos HaHisarak La'ayeng. The father's kavanah was only to threaten. Shrei gam hamagbiya yodol achavero afapish lahiko nikoroshu, because we know in halacha that even if you lift your hand to strike somebody, it's considered as if you hit the person. If someone lifts up his hand to scare somebody that he's going to hit him, the Chazal says already it's a rosh. Because lifting up your hand to scare somebody that you're going to get it, as far as that person, he feels that he's going to get it. Shrei gam hamagbi yodo al chaveir afa pishla hiko nikra rosha. So the threat of the father holding up the strap is ki'ilu the father is hitting the kid. And by the Gemara Nimsa, and the Gemara there itself says, Chazal say? A Jew hits another Jew. Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye. Reuven knocked out the eye. He beat up a Jew and he knocked out his eye. You should know the Gemara says that when you hit the Jew, Hashem says, it's Kilu, you're hitting me. You're hitting the Shechina. Because every Jew is Knesset Yisrael, is Shechina. Is a shtick Shechina. Every Jew is a part of that. So in this din of Ayin Tachas Ayin, Reuven beats up Shimon, knocks out his eye. The Baruch Shem lifts up his hand with a strap to beat up this Reuven. How dare you hit a Jew? How dare you knock out his eye? Your eye has to be knocked out also. And the father makes that threat to knock out the eye. And the father holds up his hand, Kutchabrichu, holds up his hand to knock out the eye of the guy that hit, of Reuven. And therefore this causes a tremendous zazu, a tremendous shock, a pachad, on the part of the person who's guilty, on the part of the sinner. A tremendous zazu. And that threat has to be b'chol ha'toykef. It has to be real, it has to be strong, it has to be powerful, it has to be b'chol ha'toykef, an eye for an eye. An eye for an eye. B'chol ha'toykef. Ayin tachas ayin. So it says in Tereshi B'chsav, ayin tachas ayin. The father, Kutchabrichu, writes in his Torah, ayin tachas ayin. The father, Kutchabrichu, is holding up the strap to give a patch. And when we read that pasuk that a Jew knocked out the eye of a Jew, ayin tachas ayin, that your eye is going to get knocked out, it means that there's a threat of Torah Shebichsav, of the father, that was orchestrated together with what? With Torah Shebaal Peh, with the mother. Botach bo leiv baila. When it says in Eishes Chayil, botach bo leiv baila, that her husband trusts that she knows what she's doing. Hashem entrusted the Chachamim. Chaye olam nota b'seichenu. Since Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, the Chachamim, the Tzaddikim, are the ones who are taking care day to day of Hashem's house, of Hashem's children. This is the household here in this world. So Hashem the Father holds up the pasuk ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. And he entrusted his wife, Knesset Yisrael, Torah Shebaal Peh, Chachmei HaTorah. He entrusted Torah Shebaal Peh. To carry out ayin tachas ayin l'maisa. And the way that it's carried out l'maisa is not by ripping out this person's eye. That's not how it's going to happen. And that wouldn't even be fair. Achakach bar ha'ima menahelas meshek habayis. Then the mother comes, who's responsible to take care of the house. Knesset Yisrael. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. And Hashem, the Father, trusts his wife, Knesset Yisrael, Teresh Baal Peh, the Chachamim, who live, who have the life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel Chai B'Kirbeinu, of what the Ratzon Hashem is. The Ratzon of the Father is not to take out the eye. The Ratzon of Hashem is not that Avraham Avinu should kill Yitzchak and me. And the Gemara comes along and Chazal teach, that ayin tachas ayin means mammon. It means monetary payment. The Torah Shebichsav is soimech on the Torah Shebaal Peh. Botach bo leiv baila. The creator of the Bari Olam is soimech on Knesset Yisrael, that we know what to do, that we know what's right, that we know how to raise the children, Jews, and that you can't raise Jews by tearing out their eyes. But to begin with, even though there's a different signon between the father and the mother, the father's signon in the house is traditionally more of the disciplinarian, the hand being raised, and the mother's traditional role is the lemaisa of talking to the kid and working it out and making it happen. And the father walks away fuming. But lemaisa, that's the plan. That's the shutfus. That's the inyan echad of the ab and the im of the parents. It's the inyan echad of the ab and the im of kuchabichu and knes Israel, of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And Hashem trusts that the Chachmei Hadoiris are going to carry out their responsibility as the mother of the Jewish people. As Tarash Papa will take care of us. And that's all the way to this day. With all the tshuvas and all the Piske Halachis and so on. And if you hear that there's a Rav, a Rabbi or somebody, and the Lashonis are the Lashonis just of Tarash Baksav, of the strap being raised, of the hand being raised to give a patch, and you don't hear the instruction of the mother, and you don't feel the mother holding back the father's hand, that means that person is not a legitimate posek. He's not a legitimate rabbi, he's not a legitimate rav. Makes no difference how smart he is. He's dividing the world into two parts. Kilu, there's a Torah Shebachsav and there's no Torah Shebachpeh. The Torah Shebachpeh takes care of Hashem's children in a loving and caring, compassionate way. That's how Knesset Yisrael takes care. That's how the Gedolei Yisrael take care. That's what Moshe Feinstein, that's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Tzaddikim have taken care of us all through the years. If God forbid, a child gets stuck in a classroom where he has a Rebbe that's only Torah Shebachsav, Ayin tachas ayin, and if they wouldn't grab him, not because he wants to be his adversary, but because he has to get thrown out because he's dangerous, then he would have ripped out the kid's eye. And the kid knows that. This guy was going to tear my eye out. Then we have all of the problems of our generation. Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh means the Abba and the Ima, Kuchabichu and Knesset Yisrael. Together, they conduct this home of Am Yisrael. Apart, it's total confusion. That's why there were sects over the years, the Tzdukim and so on. And that was the makor of Christianity, where it comes from. So, I'm not going to explain this now, but think about it. The inyan of Islam is the patch, and the inyan of Christianity is to say, no, everything is fine. Both of them are evil. You understand? This is what came out when there's a separation between Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So then you have ki'ilu, the Christian saying, turn the other cheek. Shkaya. They really did a good job turning the other cheek. So the Christians are supposed to be the mother. And it's amazing. Because the whole religion worships the mother. You understand? I don't like to talk about these names. But you understand? Not only do they worship their mother, but their mother Kila never did anything bad, which is a machaya. Because according to Freud, most of the problems we have is because we can't deal with the fact that our mothers did something bad. So what a beautiful religion. Who's the father? Ich weiß. Ich weiß. Where's the top? Ich weiß. The Holy Ghost. You understand the rishus, so everything is fine, everything is nice. What came out from that? From the hands of Esau, from the hands of Christianity came out all of the misery and all of the evil and all of the suffering that culminated in the Holocaust. All the she'ifas of Christianity was come to the Holocaust. It was all the she'ifas. It wasn't a mistake. The Holocaust wasn't a perversion. The Holocaust was the outcome of everything. Everything is okay, everything is good, everything is fine. Everything is okay. You do whatever you want. On the other hand, Islam On the other hand, Islam is the union with this, where everything is a patch. Now, how that is between Yishmael and Esav, I'm not going into the whole union right now. It's a very big sugya. But by Yishmael, everything is the patch. Jihad. If you don't do what we say, I'm going to kill you. And they do it. If you don't agree with me, I'll kill you. And how, you know, so you'll have the you'll have the little Muslim kid. He better make sure that he behaves. Yes. What do they call father in Arabic? Abu, what do you say? I don't know what the word is. Something like that. Yeah, sure. Everything is yes, because if it's not yes, and the wife also to the husband, you're the boss. You're the boss. Because if not, she's going to have her ear cut off, her nose cut off. Wherever you have Tereshavach Sav and Tereshavach Peh separated, the Abba and the Ima, they could live in, they might, it could be that they're living in one house, but it's two different worlds. And when there's a separation, there's misery and death. Only when it's together. Shema b'ni Musa Avicha v'al titesh Teres Yemecha, Musa Avicha da Tereshavach Sav, Teres Yemecha da Tereshavach Peh. That Shalom Bayis is Knesset Yisrael. We should be Zeichem as Hashem. We should be Zeichem as Hashem to be good children in this house.